Every householder is familiar with the soap situation in most stores throughout the country. And the reason for the shortage is the crying need for kitchen fats and oils. Before the war, a large part of our fat and oil supply came from abroad. But shipments from abroad are still comparatively few and far between, and our domestic production cannot fill the tremendous demands of our post-war industries. Where, when are we to get fats and oils? From the American kitchen, which helped provide fats and oils during the war. Housewives are asked to continue to save every drop of kitchen fats and oils. Make sure that every drop which cannot be reused is poured into the fat salvage container because it is needed. Then after the container has been filled, take it to your nearest butcher who will send it on to the manufacturers. If you will follow this easy plan, you will help shorten America's period of post-war shortage.
Hello?
Hello, Jughead. This is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, and you relax too, folks, if you can, because here he is again, right out of the pages of Archie Comics magazine, with all his gang, Archie Andrews! Well, it's rather late in the evening as we look in on the Andrews home in Riverdale. In fact, Mom and Dad Andrews are preparing to go to sleep.
No, me. Been a hard day.
Yes, it has, dear.
Oh, I'm glad it's a little cooler tonight. Last night it was so warm I didn't sleep a wink.
Is that so? Do you always snore when you're awake, dear?
Mary, I do not snore. Awake or asleep.
Yes, dear. But Fred,
yes?
Why don't you buy some new pajamas? That nightgown of yours went out with a horse and buggy.
Well, I brought it back in. Besides, I like this nightgown. My father wore a nightgown.
And if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for you. Yes, dear, I know.
Well, it is.
All right, dear. Fred, before you get into bed, see if the window in Archie's room is open.
In Archie's room? Now, why should it be closed in this weather?
I don't know. I keep telling him, but the boy insists on keeping it closed.
Where is Archie, anyway?
Well, someplace with Jughead, I suppose.
Well, it's time he was home. I don't like... a boy his age? Staying out so late?
What's the trouble, dear?
Oh, this compounded window at Archie's room. And... I got it now. Good grief, what's that?
Fred, I forgot it's a burglar alarm.
What burglar alarm?
Now, don't get excited, dear. It's an invention of Archie's. You see, he got the
idea. Mary, you can explain it later. Just how do I cut the compounded thing off?
Well, I think there are batteries behind that chair.
Batteries? Where? Oh, I'll rip up a wire. There.
My land, I didn't know it could make that much noise.
Mary, why you ever let Archie make a thing like that?
Well, you know how boys are. He got the idea yesterday that we might be wrong.
All right, Mary, all right. I get the general picture. I will certainly speak to Archie about this in the morning. Now let's get to bed.
Yes, dear.
I've had altogether enough excitement for one night.
Yes, dear. Turn out the light, please.
All right. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Oh, no.
Fred, go down and answer it before they knock the door down.
I am.
And hurry.
I am, Mary, if you'll just tell me where my other slipper is.
Where did you put it?
Right here at the foot of the bed.
Well, it should be right there.
Well, it isn't right there or right anywhere. That's funny.
Where was it?
Right there.
Fred, hurry.
I am, Mary, I am. Now, why do they have to pound on the door? Edison spent years perfecting electricity so they could have doorbells. I'm coming. Well, what is it?
Hello, officer. Did you want something?
What took you so long to answer the door?
Long? Oh, well, you see, I put my slippers at the foot of the bed. When I looked, I couldn't find the right one. My wife said...
You can skip that. What was the burglar alarm for?
Burglar alarm? I didn't hear any... did you say burglar alarm?
I didn't say cement mixer.
Yes, I know, officer. You said burglar...
Dear?
It's no one, dear.
What do you mean, no one?
Well, I just said that so I wouldn't have to explain to her. Mary, I'll explain later.
Hey, what's going on here,
well,
anyway?
Nothing, officer. Not another thing. It's all a mistake. You see, my son has a homemade burglar alarm in his room, and I set it off by accident.
Oh, I see. Sure, there's no trouble here.
Oh, none whatsoever, no.
Well, okay. Sorry to get you out of bed. Just doing my duty, you know.
Oh, that's all right, officer. Quite all right.
Sorry to bother you. Night.
No bother, no bother. Well, it's the first time I've seen a cop in this part of town.
Who was it, Fred?
Mary, for God's sakes, can't you wait till I get upstairs?
I simply asked who it was.
All right, Mary. But just as I'm trying to talk to the man, you start shouting all over the place.
Well, I heard you shouting and I was worried.
There was nothing to worry about, dear. It was only a policeman.
A policeman?
Yes, he heard Archie's burglar alarm and came over to investigate.
For pity's sake.
Yes, for pity's sake. Now, let's get to bed.
Yes, dear. Turn out the light.
Hmm? No, yes, dear.
Good night, dear.
Good night, dear.
No fooling, Archie. No fooling.
Oh, no.
Gee, you're a lucky girl.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart if there ever was one.
Fred, just pay no attention.
Where'd you go? Down Lover's Lane.
Pay no attention. Did you hear that?
You shouldn't eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop. The whole town can hear him.
Uh-huh, I'm dead. Gee, a lollapalooza.
Mary, I've heard enough.
But Fred.
A real beauty.
Oh, now, Mary, I'm going down there and stop that kind of talk right now.
Oh, that Reggie Mantle's sure a lucky guy.
Yeah.
I wish my dad would buy me an automobile like that.
I am not going to have everyone in the neighborhood listening to my son talking about automobile. Did he say automobile?
Yes, dear, he did.
Oh. A car. Of course, Mary. I mean, Archie was just driving a car.
Yes, dear. Served you right for eavesdropping.
Yes, I know. Now, let's just forget it, dear.
I better get home, Archie. It's late.
Yeah. See you tomorrow, sir. Night.
Night.
Well, now maybe we can get some sleep. Good night, dear.
Good night. Fred, what was that?
What was what?
Someone throwing pebbles at our window.
Oh, Mary, you're just imagining things.
No, there it is again.
Oh, now what?
Go see who it is.
I am. Who's there?
Dad, it's me.
Oh, now, Archie, is this any time for target practice?
I'm sorry, Dad, but I forgot my keys.
Oh, no. All right, I'll be right down.
Did he forget his keys, dear?
Yes, he forgot his keys. Now, where did my slippers go to again?
Where did you leave them?
Mary, if I knew where I'd... No, here they are.
Hey, Dad!
All right, I'm coming! I'm coming! Jumping catfish. I don't know why it is. Other people decide to go to sleep, and they just go to sleep. But do we? No. First the bell, then the policeman, now Archie.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. I'm awfully sorry.
I should think you would be.
Yes, Dad.
Why can't you remember to take your keys with you?
Well, I guess...
Do you think I have nothing better to do than stay up all night to open the door for you?
Oh, yes,
Dad. I never forget my key.
Yes, Dad.
Where is your key, anyway?
You have it.
I have it.
Yes, sir. You borrowed my keys when you lost the garage key and you never returned them. Remember?
Well, I said... Archie, go to bed.
Oh, yes, Dad. Good night.
Night, Mom.
Night, dear.
Now, why didn't he remind me I borrowed his keys?
Now, Fred, anyone can forget their keys. Let's get to sleep.
Mary, there is nothing that I would like better.
Then turn out the light, dear.
I am. Good night, dear.
Good night, dear.
Oh, no.
Now, who can that be at this hour?
Are you asking me riddles, dear, or just making conversation?
Fred, don't be sarcastic and go answer the door.
All right, I will. As soon as I find my slippers.
Fred, you didn't lose them again.
Oh, no, dear. I just like crawling around under the bed.
Hurry!
I am. I know I put my slippers right here and...
Fred,
all right, I'll go barefoot. Fred, hurry. Fred, the bell's ringing. Fred, answer the door. Man's not his own boss around here. Can't even keep my slippers where I'll find them without having...
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Jughead. I thought you went home.
I did.
Then what are you doing here?
I forgot my keys and everyone was asleep.
Well, why didn't you wake them up?
My father hates to be bothered once he's gone to bed.
Oh. Your father hates to be bothered. I suppose you think I enjoy it.
No, but you're not my father.
Fine.
Can I sleep here?
Yes, I suppose so. Come on in.
Who was it, dear?
Jughead. He wants to sleep here.
Jughead, did you say Jughead?
Yes, I said Jughead.
Oh, gee, we're tired. Jug, what happened?
Archie, I wish...
I got my keys.
Oh, yes, he has...
Archie! John, take it's the middle of the night. Now, give Jughead some pajamas, and there's a new toothbrush in the medicine cabinet that he can have.
See, a brand new one? Couldn't I just use Archie's old one?
Jughead, you will use the new one.
Okay, but it seems like a waste just for one night.
Never mind the waste and quit arguing. I want to get to sleep. Now, go into Archie's room and go to bed.
Yeah, Jug, come on. You know, Archie, this is a good idea. Maybe I'll get my keys more often.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Does Jughead have everything he needs?
I don't care if he doesn't, Mary. Now, please, let us go to sleep. Haven't been up this late since VJ Day. Good night, dear.
Good night. Fred.
Hmm?
Did you lock the front door?
Yes, dear. Or did I? Oh, of course, I must have locked the door. It's force of habit. When you do things automatically, you don't realize you've done them. That's all. It doesn't matter. After all, what if I didn't lock it? Nobody's going to steal anything. Silly even to worry about it. Still, story in the paper tonight. All murdered in their beds. Murder.
Fred, where are you going now?
Downstairs to lock the door. Oh, I don't know why it is I have to worry about everything in this house. Tom Anderson's wife does everything. He just sits around, takes life easy. Do I? No. Lock the door, answer the door, open the door. I don't know. Still, I guess it's better to be safe than to get murdered in your sleep. It was locked all the time. Oh, I knew it was locked. I told Mary that. I don't see why she has to nag me all the time. She worries. That's the trouble. Worries about everything. Now, I was absolutely sure I had locked that door, and she made me get out of bed, go all the way downstairs, and... Mary! That door was locked all the time. I said that door was locked all the time.
Fred, for pity's sake, I just fallen asleep.
Well, I'm sorry.
Please stop stomping all over the house. It's late.
But, Mary,
and
I have...
out the light.
Yes, dear. Good night, dear. I said good night, dear.
Fred, please.
Oh, sorry. Can't even say good night anymore. Good night's sleep is what I need. Oh, how does Mary fall asleep so quickly?
I wonder if I'm getting insomnia.
Call Dr. Higgins tomorrow. Now, why does that fool cat keep screaming its head off? Well, I'll just ignore it. Yes, sir. Just ignore it. Huh? Now, what happened to the cat? Oh, well, maybe it's gone wherever it is cats go. No. Oh, well, I guess the only way is to take a saucer of milk out and feed the stupid beast before it wakes Mary up. Oh, me, won't I ever get to sleep again.
Still up, Archie?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, can't sleep.
Why not?
Been thinking about that story in the paper.
Oh, about the people who got murdered in their beds?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it, Jug. No burglar can get in here.
Why not?
I got a burglar alarm. I made it myself. In fact, I might have it patented.
Burglar alarm?
Yeah. It's connected to my window, and if anyone tries to open the window, you see the alarm rings. Jug, who opened that window?
Gee.
Oh. Jug, quick, turn on the light. Jug, look. The wires are off the battery, see?
Gee whiz.
A burglar must have done that.
Well, we haven't heard a sound all night. Gee whiz.
What was that?
I don't know.
Jug, I told you. There's a burglar in this house.
Gee whiz.
Sounds like he's in the kitchen. What'll I do?
Let him eat.
Jug, I gotta do something.
Yeah. Call your father.
No, Jug. I'm gonna handle this myself.
But Archie...
I'm not afraid of any burglar, Jug. I'm gonna get that old gun of my father's and go down there and... But, gee whiz, I just remembered. I loaned that gun to Betty.
Do they have burglars, too?
No, she wanted it for the school play. Gee whiz, there it goes again. Come on, Jug. I'll call Betty.
In the middle of the night?
My God, this is a matter of life and death.
Well, I suppose so.
Sure. Operator, get me Riverdale 716, please, and hurry, hurry. Oh, he's sure bumping around down there, isn't he?
He sure is.
Hello,
Betty. This is Archie.
Oh.
Archie Andrews.
You've got the wrong number. Archie lives next door.
No, Betty, listen to me. This is Archie.
Oh, what do you want?
The gun I loaned you last fall.
Archie, did you say gun?
Yeah, Betty, my father's old revolver. Bring it over right away.
Gee whiz, what for?
I think we got a burglar in the house.
Oh, my goodness, I'll be over in a minute. And Archie, don't let him go till I get there.
Veronica, this is Betty. Veronica, you know that old gun Archie loaned me for the school play?
The one my father borrowed to wear in the leech parade?
That's right. Could you bring it right over to Archie's house?
Archie's house at this hour?
Yes, it's important, Veronica. There's a robbery going on.
A robbery? My goodness, how exciting. How simply exciting. I'll be over right away, Betty.
Hello, Pinky. This is Veronica. Veronica Lodge. Yes, I know it's late, Pinky, but you remember the gun you borrowed to make a model of? Yes, that's it. Well, would you bring it over to Archie's house right away? Well, Archie loaned it to Betty, and Betty loaned it to my father, and I loaned it to you, and now Archie needs it. Yes, I know it's late, but Pinky, there's a fight to the death going on at Archie's house.
Pussy, 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 here, pussy, here, pussy. Come and get some milk, pussy. Now, where'd that cat go to? Here, pussy, nice pussy, pussy, pussy. Gosh, this grass is wet at night. Wish I'd found my slippers. Here, pussy, nice, nice. This nightshirt isn't very warm either. Here, pussy, come and get some milk, pussy. No! My toe, oh, my toe. Now, who put that rock there? Oh, I spilled the milk. Oh, by gosh, if I ever find that nice pussy, I'll wring its confounded neck.
Do you hear anything, Jug?
No.
Jug, you know, I think maybe there isn't any burglar. I bet it was just a false alarm.
What if it was a burglar?
He's gone. Well, no sense crying over spilled milk. We might just as well go to bed and get a good night's sleep. Don't you think so, Jug? Jug, I said, don't you think we should? I guess you do.
That's right. I hear tell it was a shooting at the Andrews. Yes, indeed. Murder at the Andrews house. And I've got it from someone who was there. They found the body in a trunk in the basement. Yes, it's Fred Andrews' place.
Here, pussy! Here, pussy! Here, pussy! Here, pussy!
I guess I'm not going to. Here, pussy! Here, pussy! Well, I'll be darned if I'm going to play puss in the corner all night. I'm going back to bed, and I don't care if that cat meows its head off. Oh, my gosh. I didn't lock myself out. I guess I did. Oh, how do these things happen to me? Well, I'll just have to wake Mary after all. She'll be furious, but I can't help it. See now, I'll try this pebble and... Well, try another one. Now, how can a woman be such a heavy sleeper?
Mary! Oh, Mary!
Hey, what's going on here? What are you doing out here in your nightshirt? Go on home.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, officer. I'm going right home. Go home. I can't go home.
Why not?
Well, I live here.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, officer, you know me. You remember me. I'm Fred Andrews. I met you earlier this evening.
You sure don't look like the guy I met.
Oh, but I was. I am. That is, I'm the same guy.
Listen, don't you think I'd remember you or him or both of you? Why, you're twice as skinny as he is.
Oh, can you take, officer? What's going on down there?
Sorry to bother you, ma'am.
Mary, would you tell this
officer
you
just
that
be
I'm...
quiet.
Quiet, but I... Oh, no, I can't...
There's a fella down here, ma'am, claims to be your husband.
My husband? Don't be silly. My husband's sound asleep.
Asleep?
Quiet, I said. Asleep, are you sure?
Of course, and he'll be furious if he's awakened. Now, please, go away.
But Mary! Mary, I'm down here, ma'am! Oh, how do these things happen to me?
So you're Fred Andrews, eh? And you live here, do you? Well, I think we'd better go down to the station and get this whole thing straightened out.
In this nightshirt? Oh, now, officer, look, I tell you, the whole thing is a mistake. My wife thinks that I'm still up
hey,
in bed.
Dad, is that you?
Archie. Oh, gosh, am I glad to see you, boy.
Well, what are you doing out here in your nightshirt,
Archie,
Dad?
Never mind my nightshirt. I just want you to...
I never realized how funny your knees are.
Archie, for God's sake.
Young man, do you live here?
Oh, yes, sir.
And this man is your father?
Why, sure.
Well, then who's the lady upstairs?
My mother.
Your mother? Well, look, son, you and she ought to get together and decide who this guy is.
Officer, I tell you, my name is Fred.
You have a gun.
Gun? What gun?
My goodness, you're skinny, aren't you?
Veronica, never mind the comments on my leg.
Hello, Veronica. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Archie.
Hi, Archie. We finally got the gun.
What gun?
Oh, my old gun. Now, what in the world are you kids doing with it?
Oh, well, you see, Dad, I loaned it to Betty when she was stage manager of the school play.
Yes, and then Mr. Lodd borrowed it to wear in the Legion Parade.
And then Pinky Schultz wanted to make a gun, so I loaned it to him as a model.
Oh, and when I heard the burglar,
What burglar?
Oh, he's gone now, officer. But anyway, I called Betty.
And I called Veronica.
And I called Pinky.
Well, who's Pinky?
Oh, well, his father wouldn't let him out at this hour, so Betty and I went over to his house to get the gun.
Yes, it's all very simple.
Sure, simple as can be.
Look, it may be simple to you people, but all I want to know is, who is this guy?
That's my father, like I told you.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, that's Mr. Andrews. Of course, he does look strange in that nightshirt.
For the last time, Betty, will you leave my nightshirt out of this?
Okay. Then you're Mr. Andrews. I guess that's settled.
In about time, too.
But just one more question. You have a license for this gun?
Why, of course I have a... license? You mean that do I... license for the gun. That's what I thought you said.
Just tell me plain yes or no. Do you have a license or not?
Well, not. No, I guess I don't.
That's what I thought. Mr. Andrews, suppose you just get dressed.
Oh, but officer, the gun doesn't work. This gun hasn't worked in years. You don't need a license for a gun that doesn't work, do you?
No, you don't. Are you sure it doesn't work?
Of course not. It's just an old...
I forgot to tell you. Pinky fixed it.
Oh, that's fine.
Mr. Andrews, you better get dressed and come down.
But, officer, you heard what she said. I have witnesses that when I loaned them this gun, it did not work. Now, how was I to know that Pinky could would fix it?
Is that right?
Oh, yes, officer. Yes, officer. When Archie loaned me the gun, it didn't work at all.
Well, in that case, I guess there's no offense. But let me have that gun, Mr. Andrews. I'll take it down to headquarters and have the pin filed off.
Yes, well, maybe that's a good idea. Here you are.
We'll return the gun in a few days. Well, sorry to trouble you, folks.
Oh, that's quite all right. No trouble, officer. No trouble at all.
But you'd better get to bed now. Night.
Good night, officer. Good night. Fine fellow, that policeman.
Well, we'd better be getting home, too. A night, Miss Dangers. Night, Archie. Night.
Night, Veronica. Good night, Betty. Thanks for bringing the gun anyway.
Yes, good night. Well, I certainly am glad that that is finally over and done with.
Fred? Oh, Fred?
Yes, dear?
Oh, there you are. Fred, when did you get out of bed?
Oh, just a little while ago, Mary.
You know, the strangest thing happened. A policeman.
Yes, dear. I know.
You know? But how could you? Oh. Oh, my goodness. Fred, was that you with the policeman?
It was.
And all the time I thought you were sound asleep when I told the policeman that my husband was... Oh, my goodness.
Mary, I fail to see anything the least bit funny about it.
Well, you're right, dear. It wasn't funny.
I thought it was.
Now, never mind. Funny or not, I am glad it's over.
Yes, Dad.
Evidently, nobody around here appreciates the importance of sleep.
But, Fred...
Now, Mary, please do not interrupt. After all, I am the one who has to go to the office tomorrow and put in a full day's work. And by gosh, I need my night's sleep. Don't you realize how important sleep is? It refreshes you, gives your body the energy with which to carry on another day. Why, people need sleep as much as food and drink. And hereafter, I want nothing to interfere with our sleeping around this house. Is that clear?
Huh? Oh, yes, Dad.
Yes, dear.
And by that, I mean starting right now. Now, let's go upstairs and go to bed. Once and for all. I never... Oh, no. Well, what is that? Oh. Hello, officer.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. You'd better get dressed and come along with me.
Get dressed? Well, good grief, why?
The people across the street just signed a complaint against you for disturbing the peace.
What?
Said they haven't gotten a minute's sleep all night.
Been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Grace Matthews, substituting for Alice Uriman while Miss Uriman is on vacation, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Felix McGuire at the organ. Production was under the direction of Charles Urquhart. And now back to the Andrews.
More coffee, Fred.
What's that? Oh, yes. Please.
More milk, Archie?
Yes, please.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jughead.
Morning. Well, you are certainly peppy this morning.
I'm always peppy after a good night's sleep.
Mm.
Sleep? You mean you slept last night?
Sure. Like a bump on a log.
Oh, fine.
Milk, Jughead.
Oh, yes. In a saucer, please.
In a what?
Saucer. Morpheus likes it that way.
Who is Morpheus?
My cat. I left her on the porch last night, and I bet she's hungry by now.
Listen next week for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. And now this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.